Hey, it's me. I'm coming in.
Jesus Christ, dude. You need to clean up a little bit. I shouldn't have said that. I know you just got home and you haven't had any time. That's why I'm surprising you. This used to be our video game night. Remember? Well, I know you don't have time for it, but look, I brought pizza and beer, which you're welcome to. But if you don't want any, no worries. I can drink it. Come on, take a break. You need to eat and then get to bed. You should be relaxing anyway. It's dark out. You've done enough. The work will be here tomorrow, too. Good. Here, I'll get you a plate. I really am sorry that I called your place a mess. I was just fucking around, but I'll make it up to you. No, you sit. I know where all your cleaning stuff is. I can straighten everything up and do the dishes or whatever before you leave. Don't look so surprised. I clean my own house most of the time, and it isn't like you wouldn't do the same for me, right? If we switch places? My job has finally calmed down, so I'm helping you out. There's something about pepperoni and extra cheese that is just, Don't you think? I wanted to talk to you about something too. It relates to how busy you are. Listen, we're friends, right? Like, good friends. You helped me move twice, and I let you couch surf after that shitty breakup. You have the spare key to my apartment, just like I have yours. I'm saying we're more than friends, really. We have a really deep trust between us. So, having said that, I want to give you some honest advice. You need to get laid, my dude, in the worst way possible. I'm not making fun. You're just tense. Your work has been super stressful, and it isn't looking like it's going to let up anytime soon. You don't have time for any nice activities or even for me. I'm not complaining. Well, okay, maybe I'm complaining a little bit, but this isn't about my needs. It's about yours. You don't have time to go out and meet people that could get you off, and you're not exactly a Tinder guy either. God, you're so sensitive today. I just mean you're not a guy who just hooks up with random women. I mean, let's be honest, you're pretty shy when you're first meeting someone, and a lot of girls mistake that for disinterest and think that it's weak. Of course, it's not weak. It's fucking cute, is what it is. Oh, shut the fuck up. You know what I meant. What am I getting at? God, you're so annoying. Remember how you were telling me that maybe I shouldn't hook up with so many people because it was leaving me dissatisfied? Like, the sex wasn't that great anyway, but also there was something else that was missing? Well, you were right. So I stopped doing it. Let me put it to you another way. I don't think there's anything wrong with hooking up if you're into it with a stranger. No matter how horny I am, I'm not into hooking up. I need to have some kind of connection for it to feel right for me. We've got a solid bond together, and I have the spare time to come over almost whenever and take care of you. Ideally, you could hire someone to help you out for a bit, like a call girl, but maybe she can also make some food and clean your plate for you. Unfortunately, that profession doesn't really exist. God, can you imagine how much bank you could make as a maid slash whore? I don't mean it in a bad way. I respect those women. They hustle. Anyway, I can be that girl for you. And you won't have to pay me anything. I'm serious. I can be your whore. You know, I wouldn't let anyone else say that to me. But if you wanted me to be your whore, I wouldn't mind it. I'd even like it. I'd be proud of it. You're a great, smart, hot guy. Who wouldn't want to be wanted by you? Okay, I've made you all bashful and quiet and cute. Take a minute. I'm not just messing with you. What if instead of you deciding anything right now, we just do a quick test? No sense committing to anything if you're not sure I'll work for you, after all. Let me suck your cock. Think of it as an interview? Seriously, relax, dude. It's not like it's anyone here but us. Do you really think I'm gonna go run and tell anybody? I'm not gonna embarrass you. Well, I'm glad that you wouldn't be embarrassed, and I mean, I don't care if you tell anyone that we're an item or friends with benefits or whatever. I just mean, it doesn't have to be that complex. You need your cock sucked. I like you. I want to suck your cock. Supply meets demand. I knew you'd get it. So, let me at that dick. Oh, come on. I know that you're done with your workday, and I've already taken care of dinner. Let me take care of you now. Then you can go upstairs and go to sleep, and I'll clean up and leave. I can even clean you up with my mouth if you want. Real top quality shit. Yeah, sure thing, dude. You don't even have to move. That's it. Just lean back and relax. Let me get that cock out. Oh, God. No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just like, damn. It looks even better up close. Shit. Well, you remember when we went camping with the gang? I may have peeked a bit when you had to go to the woods to piss. I'm not proud of it, but can you blame me? You look really fucking good. Did that startle you? Sorry. You can't blame a girl for getting excited. Mm. Really do taste amazing, you know that? Oh, dude. I've always loved how you smell. Couldn't you tell by how close I like to be to you? You really had no idea. Not even with all the hugs I give you. I'm so lucky tonight. You have no idea. You're not gonna let any other girls do this, right? I'm serious. If I'm sucking your cock, then it's my cock. Okay? I can't find out later that someone else is taking care of you. Oh my god, you're so slow today. I mean that we'll be together. Like together. Oh, you know what? I get it. I'm pushing you a bit. I guess. I really, really like you. Don't answer now. Just enjoy what I'm doing, okay? I love this. I should do this. Not really. You don't even know how much I fantasized about doing this for you. If I were braver, I would have unzipped you while you were playing Elden Ring or something without a pause button, so you wouldn't have to stop me. Turn it on, baby. You don't mind if I touch myself while I'm doing this to you? Getting you going gets me going. I knew that it would.
You're close. I'm close. So, just stop thinking. Don't worry about tomorrow. For even the next second. I'm just being here with me. In my mouth. Focus on my eyes. Looking up at you. I can take you into my throat, okay?
We need to talk. And I need to finish cleaning you off. There. Even cleaner than when I started. So, I guess I maybe came a little bit too. How was it for you? Yes, I tasted your cum, and yes, you were nice and loud and adorable, but I still need to hear you say it. Fucking A. No, as for doing this again, do you want that? Do you want me to be your whore? I need you to say it. Whew, good, because I want that too. Do you want this to be more? Just be honest, dude. Even if it hurts my feelings, you know, wait, I can wait. And you can decide later if... Really? You'd really be happy to be my boyfriend? Wow, that felt really good to hear. Way better than I thought it would. All right, cool. But could you stand up and follow me? I need to get you upstairs to bed. I'm going to tuck you in, obviously. I'll get you some water in case you wake up. No, just finish getting undressed. You can shower tomorrow. You didn't taste bad tonight. Okay, seriously. Go the fuck to bed. You're relaxed and sleepy and ready for it. I can tell. Yeah, I can come over again tomorrow. I already want some more, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, babe. I can do that. I'll bring you dinner again, too. Don't forget, I'm only a whore for you. And I'm your only whore.